Hi there, everyone. I'm Adam Bell, the cover artist for Batman the Ace of Detectives, and I realize it's been a long time since I've done an audio commentary for one of my covers. I've been neglecting those of you who enjoy the sound of my lovely voice, and for that, I am terribly sorry. In the meantime, I've been doing video commentaries of a few of my covers, but the little bits of trivia I work into those as in text form, not audio, so it doesn't really translate well to something like TWIP, let's say. I think the videos are more interesting, quite frankly, but they do kind of necessitate your full attention. So the videos aren't for everyone, and I get that. That said, here's your audio commentary for the cover of issue 47 of Batman, the Ace of Detectives. So this is Hush, obviously. Our first glimpse of Earth P's Hush, who, surprise surprise, looks an awful lot like DC's Hush. I thought DC's artists did all they could with the original design without making him look too gimmicky, you know? I mean, sure, he has bandages all over his face, and he's got an honest-to-goodness logo on his Nehru jacket, but the turtleneck, the trench coat, the slacks, for goodness sake. Hush is a practical villain, at least that's the way he strikes me. And not to say I don't like impracticality. My favorite villain, after all, does wear a purple suit with tails, and my second favorite uses a cane shaped like a question mark. Anyway, I'm kind of awful at drawing guns, which Hush is usually pictured with, so I instead took a cue from the episode's title and gave old Hushy a chess pawn. The episode's title, just so we're all on the same page, is The Principal Move in a Game of Chess. The background also obviously reflects that theme. Hush's first appearance here is significant because this is actually the first time he's really been out in the open and on the show as well. He snuck in right at the end of Batman 46 to kidnap Barbara Gordon, but beyond that, all his dirty work so far has been done behind the scenes. When I began coloring Hush here, I didn't like the three colors I chose at first for his jacket, coat, and bandages, so I ended up replacing all three partway through. Also, I gave his face three distinct layers of light. Basically regular light, shadow, and then a darker shadow on top of that, to make things a bit crisper and, I don't know, to help it pop more. I gave the emblem on his jacket three layers of light as well. I still don't have my art style hashed out completely, but the three-layer light technique is something I think I'd like to keep in my future work. I'm actually pretty proud of this piece, despite it being just a character on a computer-generated background. So my original thought for this issue's cover was to draw Jason Todd's Red Hood car, the ride he calls the Badass Perpetrator. There are two reasons why I decided not to do that. The first is because I generally suck at drawing cars. The second one, don't tell anyone I told you this, but in episode 50...
This information has been deleted for your protection by the Pendant Spoiler Assassins.
It's gonna happen. If you don't believe me, just keep listening to the show. You'll see. The background gave me a lot of trouble for some reason, and it's simple enough that it really shouldn't have. I made a chessboard pattern in Photoshop, then made a marble sort of texture with filters and stuff, and combined the two to get what you see in the final version. If you watch the video, I even have the marble texture tutorial window up in the background. It's actually very shameful of me. I'm sorry. But, yeah. I think that's just about everything I have to say, except for the total time and final layer count. In the end, before I compressed the image, there were only 7 layers in it. And I ended up spending about 2 hours and 45 minutes prettying it up in Photoshop and ironing out the kinks. I think I've told you just about everything I can about the piece. If you'd like to watch the video commentary and see the process from inking to finished product, just go to youtube.com/justplainrook. That's youtube.com/JustPlainRook. Until next issue, everyone, cheers! And if you're listening to this on TWIP, then I'll toss it back to my two favorite boobs, Jeffrey and Susan.